Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Affirmations for Low Mood Days, Gentle Motivation. Now, let's talk about something we've all been there, procrastination. That sneaky little monster that whispers sweet nothings in our ear like, just 5 more minutes of Netflix, or, you'll do it later, when you feel more inspired. But guess what? Inspiration doesn't always show up on demand, and sometimes, later, turns into never. Today, we're going to tackle procrastination head-on with some gentle motivation that actually works. Because let's be honest, sometimes a good pep talk is all we need to get those wheels turning. So, first things first, why do we procrastinate? Ever felt like you have a million and one things to do but your couch just seems way more appealing? You know that feeling when the weight of it all feels overwhelming, and you just want to disappear into a world of endless scrolling or binge watching? That's procrastination talking. It thrives on fear, doubt, and perfectionism. We convince ourselves we need to be in the perfect headspace, have all the answers, and feel completely energized before we even start. But here's the truth. Inspiration isn't the starting point. Action is. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination once and for all. First up, break it down. Big tasks can feel like Mount Everest, making it tempting to just stay put at the base camp. But what if we told you that scaling Everest starts with taking a single step? Literally, break those daunting projects into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like building a tower, one brick at a time. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so impossible anymore. Next, set realistic goals. Don't try to become the superhero who conquers all in a day. Be kind to yourself and set achievable goals that you can realistically accomplish. Remember, progress over perfection. It's about taking consistent steps forward, not aiming for an unattainable peak. Thirdly, find your prime time. We all have those moments in the day when we feel most energized and focused. Maybe it's early morning while sipping that coffee, or maybe it's a burst of energy after lunch. Identify those peak times and schedule your most challenging tasks for then. Fourthly, eliminate distractions. We live in a world of constant notifications, tempting tabs, and endless scrolling opportunities. They can derail even the most dedicated plans. Minimize distractions by silencing your phone, closing unnecessary tabs, and creating a focused workspace. Think of it like training your brain to stay on track, one step at a time. Finally, celebrate your wins. This is crucial. Acknowledge and celebrate every accomplishment, big or small. It could be finishing a chapter, completing a task, or even just taking the first step. These little victories fuel motivation and keep you moving forward. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who struggled with procrastination for ages. She had this brilliant idea for a blog but felt overwhelmed by the thought of writing it all down. One day, she decided to take action. She set a goal to write just 200 words each day and eliminated distractions by turning off her phone notifications. She focused on celebrating those small victories, finishing a paragraph, completing a post, or even just showing up every day. Guess what? Sarah's blog is now thriving, and she's found a passion she never knew existed. Her story shows us that it's not about being perfect or waiting for the right moment. It's about taking that first step, celebrating small wins, and building momentum. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you overcome procrastination and unlock your potential. Remember, gentle motivation is all about kindness, consistency, and celebrating every step forward. You've got this. Take a moment to think about one small action you can take today to move towards your goals. Maybe it's writing down those ideas that have been swirling in your head or tackling that task you've been putting off. Join me tomorrow for another dose of gentle motivation, and remember, every day is a fresh start. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little nudge in the right direction. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.